reminder again that Danielle Harney taking your calls to Margaret Coughlin today, 0818 365 500. Well, representatives of the Mayo Shelter Sea campaign will be asking some very difficult questions of the Minister for the Marine and Natural Resources, Noel Dempsey, when he speaks on managing the future at the McGill Summer School in Glenties this coming Thursday. Here to discuss this particular protest, I'm joined by Maura Harrington from the Shelter Sea Mayo Committee and also by Sinn Féin's Councillor Piers Doherty. Good morning to you both. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Piers. Let's go to Maura first off on this. And Maura, the campaign going very well. I mean, we saw a large protest in Letterkenny recently. It looks like it's gathering momentum at this time.
Well, I think it's gathering momentum because it resonates with decent people all over the country when they see that five men can be quite literally lifted from the High Court and put into jail, essentially at the behest of Shell. Then decent people say to themselves, well, dear God, can we be allowed the right anymore at all to express our genuine concerns? Or is this going to happen to any one of us? It's a horrible pastiche on the lotto ad. You know, it could be you.
Well, that's an interesting way of putting it. We'll talk about the human side of this and the Rossport 5 in a moment, but can I just turn my attention to the whole economics of the plan? Let's go to Piers Doherty on this one. I mean, what's your party's exact position on the current impasse at the moment?
Well, first of all, it was nearly 3.5 years ago that I raised the issue of the flawed licences that were issued for the Corrib gas field. And unfortunately, the government haven't actually done anything about that and voting about that. And what we're at the moment is they're in the process of looking for applications for new licences. And basically, the history of these licences were, in 1987, the infamous minister, Ray Burke, went into a meeting with the oil companies against the wishes of and the advice of his senior civil servants. Coming out of that meeting, he changed the licensing laws for oil and gas exploration off the Irish coast dramatically. He gave up the state's claim on 50% claim on any discovery, which means now that we have no royalties on any gas or oil found off the Irish coast. He reduced the tax rate to 25% and allowed oil companies and gas companies to recoup that against investment made as far back as 20 years, which basically means that our natural resources now are absolutely of no benefit to the Irish people. Like, for example, the Corrib gas field find is estimated at a value of €21 billion, but yet it makes no difference to people in Mayo or people in Donegal or anywhere else, because it would be just as well for us to be importing that gas from Siberia, because we have to buy that gas back off the consortium that is developing it. And unfortunately, at the moment, as I said, the government are now looking to license off 25,000 square kilometres of blocks which are off the Irish coast. And basically, if you could look at the map of Ireland, it would be from the top of Donegal right down to Galway. They're looking for applications from companies like Shell to actually come in and exploit our natural resources. It's a disgrace and it needs to be revisited immediately.
Let me go back to Maura Harrington on this one. A lot of people have the view, Maura, that the gas exploration legislation as we have it is nothing short of flawed. Would you agree with that view?
I would indeed, and an informed commentator on the licensing terms and conditions has gone so far as to call it treasonable. And I have no difficulty with standing behind that myself, because when people's natural resources and the benefits which they can do from them are taken away from them by a former minister who is now adjudged corrupt, then is there any word other than treasonable for that?
Where to now for this particular campaign, particularly from the point of view of the jailing of the men, Maura? I mean, what's the mood there at the moment on that issue?
The mood is adamant and implacable. You see, once more, Shell and their pals in government, and again, I speak advisedly, underestimated the character of the Erris people. I mean, the terrain itself is wild and beautiful, and so are the people. We are not softened up sufficiently by consumerism, you know, to say, oh, well, it's not really worth it. The major thing on this is that it goes from the particular to the general. And the injustice which is being suffered by those five decent men in jail is actually an injustice being perpetrated on every man, woman and child in the country.
Yeah, you made a point.
Because
yeah.
they do not have the benefit of their own natural resources.
Now, you made a comment a moment ago, and I'm curious about what you meant by it. You were talking about Shell and their pals in government. Who exactly are you alluding to there, Maura?
Well, it began with Ray Burke, the Ministers for Finance, who incorporated the licensing terms and conditions into the 92 Finance Act. And remember, on the 1st of January 1993, Enterprise Oil, which is now owned by Shell, applied for the license which yielded Corrib. It was the very first day of the new licensing terms and conditions. Those guys knew what they were doing. And it has already been set up for them, first of all by Ray Burke, and subsequently by Bobby Molloy and Bertie Ahern. Subsequently, I would number their pals in government as one Frank Fahey, and it is continuing to the present day with Dempsey.
Right. Let's go to Piers Doherty on this one.
Just on Enterprise Oil, like, you know, when you look at the history of Enterprise Oil was a company formed by Margaret Thatcher in 1983, they moved to Ireland in 1984, and they started lobbying politicians. Now, the deal, and I call it a corrupt deal done by Ray Burke in 87, happened 3 years later. Now, Enterprise Oil is a major, or was a major donor to the Fianna Fáil Party. So there's no doubt about it. This has been flawed from the very start. Like, you know, people need to understand what is happening. We have handed over a blank cheque to oil companies and gas companies. Like, what could we do with 21 million? That's the Corrib gas field alone, in terms of our hospitals, in terms of taking people off the poverty line. These are the issues that people need to be asking. And they, like, you're talking about who issued these licences. Ray Burke started to issue them. They were followed up by Michael Lowry. And we all know the characters of these people. So people need to stand up. And, you know, who are the oil company's friends? The oil company's friends is any politician who remains silent on this issue, because it is flawed. It is treasonable what is happening, and people need to speak up on it.
Yeah, well, what's Sinn Féin's point of view on the situation with the Corrib gas debacle at the minute?
Well, our position is that the delaying of the gas line is illegal, because it does not have the consent of the Irish government. It doesn't have the consent of the minister, and it cannot have the consent of the minister until there is there is an assessment done in terms of the dangers of this here. So the minister needs to make it his an unambiguous statement that they don't have the consent, and has to make a political announcement that this is an illegal development, which would mean that those five held at the minute could be released through the courts.
Just final word to Maura Harrington on this one. Maura, both you and Sinn Féin and others will be meeting, or will be protesting at the McGill Summer School in Glenties on this coming Thursday when Noel Dempsey's actually there. I mean, have you been granted a meeting with the minister, or will it just be simply in the form of a public protest at the event?
Well, really, I mean, having a meeting with a minister who's giving an address on managing the future, and if you'll pardon the awful pun, this guy couldn't manage his way out of a plastic bag.
Right.
There is what I consider a more important meeting that evening. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. The People's Forum is meeting in Glenties Community Centre. And their talk is on our resources, our future. Because what has happened in Mayo, what has begun in Mayo, like David's movement not so very long ago in an oral memory, is that the people are walking and talking and standing. And nothing that began in Mayo, in movement terms, I'm not talking about football, no movement that began in Mayo has failed yet. And certainly this one won't, well, Lacuna Day.
There's fighting talk, Maura Harrington. We'll leave it on that. But Piers Doherty, thanks for your contribution as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Okay, good morning to you both. Councillor Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin and Maura Harrington, the Shall to See Mayo protest campaign. They're protesting at Glenties at the McGill at Summer School. And you get the feeling there's a fairly strong conviction on that issue. 19 minutes to 11, the Albany Sligo time. Robert Walsh with Northwest Today for Tuesday.